Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Mike, always appreciate the time. How you been?
Zach, man, it's great to be on. Thank you, brother. Listen, I know I was a former D lineman, but I didn't do much hitting the quarterback. So,
hey, you had 5.5 career sacks.
There we go. Over 9 years. So what's that? We have half a sack a season. Not bad.
But you are a fan of the game. So when you watch Chris Jones, you watch also Grady Jarrett. I don't know how you hit the quarterback anymore because they did nothing wrong.
You know what's so funny too, Zach, is I'm thinking about it back from when I played, right? So I played from 07 to 2000. I retired 2016. Like, the game has gotten exponentially faster since then. I mean, it's just every year it seems to get faster and faster and faster. Like, I'm thinking back to when, it was much more run, but the game was still fast. But even then, when I think of these rules, it's just, you're at 100 miles an hour. You know, if you're talking about a defensive lineman getting past their offensive line, they're already 2 or 3 yards in the backfield, hit a good move, and now you have to bend in or bend out and make your way to the quarterback. And now you have the added element of not only, tagging the quarterback, getting around your guy, doing all that stuff, the techniques and everything, but now aiming for what seems to be shrinking target on this quarterback from, what is legal to what is illegal. And it's just, and you have a split second to make that transition how you're going in there, your aim and your point of attack. And it's just, it's nearly impossible to do. And so you take a guy like Chris Jones yesterday, I mean, there's just, that was as clean as it gets. That was a beautiful sack. In fact, if there's going to be a flag, it's going to be that he didn't hit him harder. I know back when I was playing, if you would have lightly put him down the way Chris did, the coaches would have given you a minus. They would have been like, what the hell? Pound him. You finally get a chance. So it's just, it's incredibly weird, Zach. And to finish up this rant, as crazy as it is, I don't think I see it changing. Because when you look at the NFL and the way the league is, the NFL is first and foremost about making money. That's what the owners care about. That's the most important thing. And what's going to hurt what's going to stop people from watching football and getting, invested in the game? It's going to be if your starting quarterback gets hurt. It's not going to be if you're throwing personal penalty flags on the defensive line. And so I'm sure the NFL is looking at this and saying, great, let's keep that guy healthy because that's the guy that's bringing in the views. That's the guy that people want to see. And that's the guy that's putting up all the points. And when a backup quarterback gets in there, these teams go to crap. Usually, I mean, that's the key in the NFL is that starting quarterback. So that, again, that's the moneymaker. And I don't see the NFL being too upset about how these flags have been thrown, given, what's most important.
I love what Chris Jones said after the game last night, Mike DeVito, because a lot of times people would just blast the league, but they don't offer a solution to kind of fix the problem. He thinks that it should be reviewable, roughing the passer. Do you agree with that?
That's an interesting point. Why not? Why not? Certainly. I mean, especially if it's getting to this point where what is a sack and what is roughing the passer is becoming, it's becoming really hard to tell the boundaries there. Sure. Certainly make it reviewable. And that's going to clear up a lot of stuff, because when you look at that play from last night on film, it is obvious to anybody who sees it. Now, I think that ref doubled down. But still, when you look at it on the replay, it's obvious that that wasn't a roughing, that just clearly wasn't a roughing the passer. And so if you have an opportunity to review that on film, obviously you get things straight. And so these can be big game-changing plays, especially down the stretch. Some of these sacks are incredibly important. And so, yeah, no, I like that idea. I didn't hear Chris say that, but that's good. That's really good.
I just wonder, though, how effective that would be, because if you remember the whole Saints game and then the next year or 2 years later they had pass interference reviewed, we didn't really see many of those calls change. It was kind of like the league saying, we're only going to do it if it's in a big-time spot because we don't want to kill the officials too much.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, there's that tension, but let them have the option. Let them have the option to do it. Again, especially if this is going to be, you know, a hard play to diagnose. I mean, it seems like what is considered an actual sack compared to what is roughing the passer is becoming less and less clear. And so, yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
How much is this, Mike DeVito, because you brought it up, protecting the quarterback? Not that they could have avoided the Tua situation on the field, but they just allowed him back on the field. I know roughing the passer's down this year, but this past week, you then see all of a sudden two crazy calls. Is that the NFL behind the scenes telling the officials to maybe keep an eye out on protecting the quarterbacks even more now?
That's really interesting. I didn't put those two things together, but that's certainly, I mean, if that was the case, I wouldn't be surprised. Again, and it makes sense for the NFL to worry about losing that guy. I mean, look at Miami now. Miami looks like the Miami of old now with those two quarterbacks down. It's just not the same team. And if they continue to do that week in and week out, what was looking like a promising season is now, you know, could turn out to be really bad for them. And now you got people that are watching. The Dolphins fans aren't into it. Those games don't sell as much, and you lose money. And so, and I'm sure there's there is a player safety element to this as well. But, you know, ultimately the quarterback, again, that's the money making position. That's the position that's going to win the game. That's the guy that's going to make the difference on Sundays. And so, this is what gives me some sort of more of a pessimistic outlook on this, that I don't see it changing for those reasons.
You say player safety. Let's just call it how it is, and you even alluded to it. It's really quarterback safety. I don't think the NFL cares about player safety. They just care about quarterback safety.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, yeah, that's certainly right. And I was talking to somebody today, and I want to get your thoughts. I mean, did it seem like prior to these rules, quarterbacks, and did it seem like quarterbacks were getting injured more frequently before these rules were put into place, and now all of a sudden they're getting less injured? I mean, I don't know. I don't know the stats or how that actually, you know, if that's true or not, but it doesn't seem to me like it's made that much of a difference.
No, because here's the thing. You can't avoid an ACL tear, and you can't avoid getting a concussion. You could put rules in place where, yes, you put the quarterback in less of a spot to get hit, and you don't want people diving at the knees or slapping their head. But most of the times, you see these injuries, a quarterback tears an ACL, there's nothing you could do about it.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. I mean, it doesn't seem, again, it seems to be a rule that doesn't have much effect outside of these really bad calls that, well, you saw, I mean, the Tampa Bay game, that changed the game, you know, that call. So I think, and my friend Jeff Allen, offensive line, former O-line for the Chiefs, brought this up to me today. He said, I think that was good for the Chiefs because they got fired up after that. You saw Andy Reid after that. You saw Mahomes. They
Mahomes
were fired
is going
up.
Berserk.
Yeah, and that kind of kicked. I mean, I've never seen Andy Reid that mad. And so I think that sort of kicked them out of the slump they were in, and then they got going and just put it to it, but put the pedal to the floor there. But so in their case, I think it worked in their favor. I think that's a good point that Jeff brought up. But you're right, it could change games, and it doesn't seem to be, you know, at least from an outsider's perspective, I don't know the stats, but it doesn't seem to make that big of a difference as far as player safety is concerned.
Mike DeVito here with us. Does it surprise you that the Chiefs are once again rolling? Because a lot of people were doubting them this offseason, and right now it's either them or Buffalo as the best team in the AFC again.
I guess this seems to be the case all the time. I feel like every year we go into the season, especially in this Pat Mahomes era, and people doubt the Chiefs. I always see them put second, third, fourth in the AFC West for finishing, you know, predictions. I don't understand why. I mean, you know, you lost Tyreek Hill. You lose your, you know, one of your big studs going into the season. But they have a ton of players, and Andy Reid's track record for being able to focus in on, you know, the talents of his guys and maximize those talents, especially on offense, get guys in the positions to utilize what makes them good and to take advantage of a defense. I mean, there's no better than Andy Reid. And so I'm not sure why I didn't think that at all, Zach, going into the season, like, oh no, this could be a problem. I mean, you have the number one, look, you have the number one offensive line in the NFL. You have some, you know, you have Frank Clark, you have Chris Jones on defense. I mean, you have all these studs on defense. And you brought in a lot of good players at wide receiver. And I'm not sure why all the hate, but I'm not surprised they can't. In fact, what I am surprised about Kansas City is that they lost to Indy and they had such a tough time with the Raiders. That's more surprising to me than where they're at right now.
Mike DeVito wrapping up with him. Everyone can't wait for this game already on Sunday. We know how it ended last year. Chiefs and the Bills, they're going to meet up again in Arrowhead this weekend. What do you think decides that game? Is it just who has the ball last?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's exactly right. I think that's a fair bet to say whoever has the ball last in this game, that's the team that's going to win. And my buddy Jeff brought this up, and I think it's a good point to remember. This really is a playoff game because these are the two teams that, for all intents and purposes, are going to be fighting for that 1-2 spot.
Exactly. And for Buffalo, like, we know Kansas City go win anywhere, and I bet Buffalo can too, but imagine a home AFC championship game for the Bills. Like, I can't even begin to think what that would be like.
Oh my! It's like saying that almost sounds like you can't put those words in that sentence. You know what I mean? It's like what? But no, I know it's incredible. And so, and now, you also got to remember there's only one bye week, right? So that number one position is important. And if it's going to come down to a tiebreaker, you know, it's probably going to be between these two teams. And so the winner of this game really puts themselves in good place going into the playoffs. And so I'm glad it's at Arrowhead and not in Buffalo. I think that's the sort of one of those deciding factors that's in, you know, in Kansas City's favor. That's at home and Arrowhead's hard to play at. But this is going to be an incredible game. Just absolutely incredible.
Give me your thoughts on the Jets. They're 3-2. What do you kind of think of what Joe Douglas and then also Robert Saleh are doing?
Oh, I love what those guys are doing. Listen, if you're going to do well in New York, you got to have a tough GM, you got to have a tough head coach, and you got to have a tough quarterback. And you got those two guys in GM and head coach, definitely. I love Saleh. Saleh is a guy that I like, a Rex Ryan. You want to play for that guy. I think Wilson is looking good, looking the part. He's, you know, coming back from injury. He's doing, you know, he's doing what he needs to do. I'm fired up for that fan base. I love New York. They deserve it. I'm so glad that the Jets are back on track. And again, I like the prospect of the direction that they're going, given the people that they have in charge.
Yeah, they have a ton of young talent, and it feels like you just wonder where they're going to be next year. Because my expectations this year, you know, you could go get big victories like they've had early on, you know, with the way they took care of Miami. But I feel this is a big foundation year to set up next year.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know what? Do you remember the first year that Rex Ryan came in 2009?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we were thinking, and then all of a sudden the chips fall a certain way, and here you are going into the AFC Championship game. So, but I'm with you. And I think that you're right. The young talent that they have, and you couple that with the momentum, that's dangerous.
Mike DeVito, always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate you, brother.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.